It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. This year marks the centennial of the National Park Service. Five of the nation's national parks are located in western Pennsylvania, and we're looking at the plans they have in store for the celebration with Centennial Coordinator for the National Parks of Western Pennsylvania, Brendan Wilson. Brendan Wilson, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
It's a pleasure to be here.
What plans are in place for the parks here in western Pennsylvania as we come up to this 100th anniversary celebration of the National Park Service?
Well, we've got a lot of things planned, and a big part of the centennial celebration is to think of this as a year-long event. And even if you can't come on one of the special events that we're going to talk about today, it's really a great time to visit your national parks wherever they may be. If you're thinking about a trip this year, you're debating where to go, this is a great year to go out to your national parks, explore them. And we're everywhere. There's 411 units of the National Park Service in all the states and territories. And as you said, there's five national parks right here in western Pennsylvania, as well as a national heritage area, Rivers of Steel, which is right here in Pittsburgh itself.
And what can you tell us about our five national parks? People may not, there may be people listening that are not knowing that there are five out there and where they're located.
Well, the five parks that we have here in western Pennsylvania are Allegheny Portage Railroad National Historic Site, Johnstown Flood National Memorial, Flight 93 National Memorial, Fort Necessity National Battlefield, and Friendship Hill National Historic Site. So we range from the earliest years of our country, back to the colonial times, to some of our most recent history. And included with all this history, we have 31 miles of hiking trails, over 5,000 acres of land to explore. So it's a chance to really find your own connections, whether it's through history, through nature. Even if it's you're looking for a place to sit beneath a tree and read a book, the national parks are a great place to do that, especially here in western Pennsylvania. And we're just an easy drive from Pittsburgh to get out to these sites, most of them about an hour to an hour and a half.
And Fort Necessity is the oldest?
Fort Necessity is the oldest unit of the in our system. So it came in the 1930s.
What was the thinking behind the origins of the National Park Service? What were the people at the level of the federal government, which would be where this would start, what were they thinking in terms of why this was necessary?
Well, the national parks had come into existence before the National Park Service. So the National Park Service is created by what's referred to as the Organic Act of 1916, signed into law by Woodrow Wilson. But there had been national parks before that, but the management was very scattered. For some of them, like Yosemite and Yellowstone, it was the Buffalo Soldiers, it was the military that were in and managing them. So it was decided after a variety of things that had happened and looking at how we should manage these lands that we needed one agency that could watch over them and give kind of a universal sense to it. And it began with just the big parks out west, but then in the 1930s expanded to battlefields and historic sites. And now the range and types of sites is endless. Pretty much anything that you're looking for. We have parks dedicated to music, to artists, to our history in all kinds of different ways, places to explore, recreation areas. We're in cities, we're in rural areas, we're in Alaska, Hawaii, everything in between.
And do each of the parks have special plans for this year?
They do. We're going to have a whole series of special events going on. So if you're looking to come for a special day, for example, at Fort Necessity on May 21st and 22nd, they have the National Road Festival. And Johnstown Flood is going to have its commemoration of the 1889 flood. That'll be May 31st. Allegheny Portage Railroad on June 25th is having their Living History Day. And then on July 2nd and 3rd, it'll be the battle anniversary at Fort Necessity and also the Abenaki Heritage Weekend. We'll also be working this year with the Carnegie Science Center. We've been doing some great programming with them as a partner. And on August 6th, at the Carnegie Science Center, we're going to have a National Parks Adventure Day. And this year, the La Trobe 4th of July Parade decided they wanted to theme the parade on the 100th anniversary of the National Park. So if you go out to that parade, all the floats are going to be themed on the National Parks. Then there's, in September 11th, it will be the 15th anniversary this year of the September 11th attack, and we'll be holding at Flight 93 National Memorial our annual observance. So very much tied into this 100th anniversary, because part of this goal is to look to the next generation, to build our next generation of park visitors and advocates and stewards. And that's a big goal of what we're doing right now at Flight 93, is we're looking to that next generation and how they're going to connect to the story there, to the story of September 11th. And so we see these events are going to be a big part of that effort.
Well, I think when a lot of people think about the national parks, they think of it and the parks in terms of recreation and getting outdoors. But there's a lot of history here, and much of the function of these parks is to teach people about that history, allow them to connect with that history. And it isn't all necessarily pleasant stuff, obviously, with things like 9/11. Talk about the approach that is taken and what you do to encourage people to deal with a subject that may not be the easiest thing, especially when you have kids in tow.
Absolutely. The National Park Service has really brought into the system parks that tell not always our good sides. Sometimes they point out the mistakes that we've made. The Japanese internment camps like Manzanar, that's been added. One of the newest parks is Manhattan Project, which is spread across three states, and it's going to focus on the building of the atomic bomb and the impact it's had on our world. And there's a variety of ways that we're able to approach some of these more complicated subject matters. We, for example, at Flight 93, worked with University of Pittsburgh, working with child therapists and child psychologists. We work with the Fred Rogers Center to create a special Junior Ranger book. And all national parks have a Junior Ranger book. But we knew our book was going to need to be done in a certain way to be able to help parents talk about this difficult subject. Also, this is a time where the Park Service is expanding its menu of programming. So there's a lot of parks, Flight 93 included, that's providing ways for us to have dialogue, ways for people to share with each other. We're looking to make sure that when you come to a park, it's not just people pushing history at you, but you're part of it. It's interpreting and exploring with the rangers, with our staff, together, visitors and rangers, exploring these subjects and sharing stories. A key part of being at Flight 93 as a ranger is listening. People want to share their stories, and we want to hear those stories.
What's it like for someone like you to hear those stories? They're, and many of them have been many accounts of what happened, what people experienced that day are recorded, and you can hear those recordings at the Flight 93 Memorial. But for you to engage in those conversations on a regular basis, does that take a toll on you emotionally?
It is definitely a park that we look at that that can carry a weight to it. And as rangers, when we talk to our new rangers as they're coming in and those of us who are there, we know that this is a very different experience than, say, if you were going to go to Yosemite or to a national recreation area. And it's important that that our rangers, that we watch out for each other and keep an eye on each other and help each other. But also it helps with the visitors. We're sharing this experience together. And we know that for many of them, this is what they need for that healing process.
Therapy, really.
It is. It's a chance to tell their story. They were part of this event. Everyone has their memory of that day. And it's important for them to be able to share that memory and have someone hear that. Sometimes one of the most important things that we can do is to simply bear witness for people. We may not even have to say anything, to simply bear witness, to be that person, maybe a shoulder to cry on, or just someone that's going to listen and care about what they have to say.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're talking with Brendan Wilson. He is Centennial Coordinator for the National Parks of Western Pennsylvania, the National Park Service, celebrating 100 years of existence this year. And I imagine a lot of these celebrations are coordinating with the national celebration. Explain how that's all being worked out.
Absolutely. There's a lot of great things that are going on nationwide. Where you can find a lot of these things is on findyourpark.com. We created the Find Your Park campaign, and it's a way for people to explore what park means to them and find events all over the country. There's a whole series of calendars on there that you can look through. We're really asking people to find and define park for themselves. Park could mean one of the big Western parks. It could mean a local city park. It could mean that quiet part of your backyard, but some way in how you define that. There's also a program that's going on where we're encouraging to get every kid in a park. And we're focusing on fourth graders this year. So if you're a fourth grader and you're interested in traveling with your family to the national parks, you can go any day for free. What you do is you go on to everykidinapark.gov, and you work with your teachers, and you fill out just a couple little things, you do a couple little activities, and then you'll earn a voucher, and you take that voucher to any park that charges an entrance fee, and you, as a fourth grader and your family, will get in free this year. We want to get kids out into the parks. We want them to make those connections and explore it, and we're encouraging this. There's also a series of free days for everybody. That's the weekend of August 25th through 28th. That's the National Park Service's official birthday. We were officially born on August 25th. Also, National Public Lands on September 24th is a free day, and November 11th for Veterans Day of the national parks all across the country are free for everyone.
Maintaining the infrastructure in the United States is hard enough, and we all know what problems we face with that. What are the challenges in maintaining our national parks, and are you getting the funding that you need for upkeep?
Well, the national parks look through a lot of ways to get funding. We look towards partners, and supporters are a key part of what we do with that as well. So we receive funding as a government agency. Congress will provide special funds here and there. They'll also provide us regular funding. Each park has a certain amount that we get each year. And then you have groups like the National Park Foundation, which is the officially chartered organization to help the national park raise funds. And all national parks, most of them will have a friends group that helps. For example, at Flight 93, we have the Friends of Flight 93. And they do all kinds of programs to help raise money, to provide assistance to parks. They've helped us with our Junior Ranger program. They help us in a lot of other ways. And we brought in all kinds of big partners as part of the centennial to help us. So it takes individuals making an effort. You can volunteer. We're always looking for volunteers across the national parks, especially here in the National Parks of Western Pennsylvania. A chance for you as an individual to come and make a difference and help out your national parks. Have fun, explore them, and give back a little bit.
And we have just a few seconds here, but how many people visit the parks each year?
Well, here in the National Parks of Western Pennsylvania, we have almost 1 million visitors last year.
A million.
Almost 1 million visitors last year. Absolutely.
Well, the parks will be hopping this year for sure, all five of the national parks in Western Pennsylvania, as they get together and coordinate activities for the celebration of the centennial of the National Park Service. We've been talking with Brendan Wilson, Centennial Coordinator for the National Parks of Western Pennsylvania. Brendan, thank you for sharing so much information. We appreciate it.
Well, it's great being here.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. If you missed any portion of the program or would like to revisit past segments, go to our website at wesa.fm. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.